These dead zones are areas where oxygen is depleted. No oxygen, and much of the marine life leaves or dies. It's caused by nitrogen-based farm fertilizers that are washed off the fields and into the water. Donald Scavia is a researcher at the University of Michigan. Using U.S. Geological Survey data, he predicts the dead zone in Chesapeake Bay will be the sixth largest on record.
The six other ones are also not that much bigger than what we're predicting for this year.
Heavy rains and flooding across the Corn Belt this year washed nitrogen fertilizers into the Mississippi River system and then onto the Gulf of Mexico. Scavia predicts the dead zone in the Gulf could be the largest ever.
What you put down on the land is what gets flushed in those rainstorms. We're putting too much fertilizer on the land. What's changed over the last three decades is agricultural practices. What changes from year to year is the weather.
Scavia says better methods of farming could reduce the dead zones. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.